Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Did you hear Brian? Did you hear Brian sign off with Susan? Brian apparently took a one-month courses online that he can marry people, and he married the first couple over the weekend, and he says that I am next. Brian put the ball in my court. Me and my fiance, the lovely Bernadette Pollock. Oh yeah, Brian. Oh yeah, Brian. I'll see your morning news anchor, and I'll raise you a Supreme Court justice. Okay? Okay, Pally? I think I won. What do you think? Did I just win, Tony?
Yeah, slam dunk.
I think so, yeah. And how are you, Buzzy?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's a beautiful Monday morning outside. I'm back here with...
What are you eating?
Nothing.
What are you doing? Chewing on your tongue?
No, I forgot we were on the air.
Oh, that's good. That gives me a lot of confidence, throwing it to you, that you forgot we were on the air.
But, you know, a lot of negatives over the weekend, so I couldn't be happier to be here with you, Sandy, and here in studio with Tony.
Oh, I was out of town. Did anything happen while I was gone? I must have missed the 10 o'clock news. I can't understand that. We'll be talking about that, and you may or may not be happy about it. That's all I can say. Meanwhile, I can't figure out the virus penalty sometimes. Took a car out of winter storage. It was in a lot longer than it usually is. Usually take it out in May, and now this is June, so it's a full 2 months ahead. But anyway... You can't get your car. I always got my car detailed. The thing is, when they detail a car, they do everything to make it look like a brand new car, like you just took it off the showroom. Even though this is a five-year-old car, I always had a detail. I can't get it detailed anymore. Where I usually get a detail, they can wash it, but they can't detail it. Now, I'd like to know why a detail's done by one person. They pull it into a bay somewhere, they wash it, they spray the tires, they vacuum it, they make it look like new. They don't have a picnic in there, nobody's sneezing except the one person that maybe is working in there. I don't get it. So I can't get a detail. It still looks good after the car wash because I had the car washed yesterday. But as I was pulling out of the car wash, I noticed something you don't see at the car wash very often, a guy in a Ferrari pulling into the car wash. So would either of you guys have your Ferrari at the car wash?
No, I would have to do that by hand, and yeah. It would be a pleasure to do by hand.
Yeah, you know, people say, oh, how uppity, a Ferrari. You know, what are you, an elitist? I said, no, Jeeves usually does it, but Jeeves was busy. So what can I do?
Come on, Jeeves.
Jeeves. Jeez, Jeeves. Come on.
Quit slacking.
Yeah, exactly. Buzzy, would you bring a Ferrari into the car wash?
You know, you guys know I'm not a car guy, so I don't understand what the faux pas is.
Well, the paint is $130,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to scratch it.
That's just the paint. No, I think that the ones who don't want to bring it to the Ferrari are people like myself who grew up with car washers that used to have those monster brushes. You know, they come out, look like you're in the middle of a Stephen King novel. They come covering your windshield. And those daring used to try and have sex during the course of the car wash, which is not easy to do. First of all, that's why I always get the extra carnauba wax. It takes longer for the car wash. And then, of course, it's a real treat for the guys wiping the windshield. But the bottom line is, I think that that's the reason. But they don't have car washes like that anymore. There's nothing virtually that touches a car wash. So, but if it barely touches, it falls over backwards and hits its head. So that's the reason. All I can say about that. For now.
For now.
Okay. But first, we're going to take a commercial break, boys and girls, in which we'll hear commercials and one of my own on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. Will somebody please hire Dan Nevrith? He's sending me videos, homemade videos. Actually, they look pretty good for homemade, I can tell you. And every day, and in the middle of the night, right, Bernie? We hear the which is the thing for Nevrith's awake. And so, yeah, okay, and it's another one. Today was Danny cooking in the kitchen and finding out which plates are okay to put in the microwave and which ones you shouldn't.
I like the one where he's going to his old boss trying to get his job back.
I know he needs that $1.85 that he would have gotten had he been there. But he's driving the rest of us nuts. I think we should go with a GoFundMe page. What do you think? And we'll put flowers in front of his name.
Sure.
So it's a nice welcome back to wherever he was going. He hasn't worked at as many places as I have. In this town alone, let's see, 1520, 55, 930, 102, 104. I've been at 5 stations in this town. You believe that?
Wow.
See, Buzzy gives you something to shoot for. You too can be a drifter. Yes.
They can see Danny's videos on your adventure
page. Oh, on my adventure page. How do you get to our adventure page? Facebook Adventures with Sandy and Danny. You can see some of Danny's videos, the ones that are not available for a small monthly fee. Okay? Very small. It's free. That's how small it is. All right, over the weekend, I always ask you guys, now, Tony, you got good news over the weekend.
Yeah, I went, Saturday morning, went to Quest to get tested for coronavirus, and the test got the results yesterday. They came back negative, but the fact that there's uncertainty as to how long the antibodies last, there's no way of telling if I had it or not, because don't forget, I was sick around Thanksgiving time, so that's over 7 months ago.
You were really sick, too. I mean, I remember we didn't think about it as corona, but we thought of it as something because you get congestive problems as I do. We both do.
Mm-hmm.
And you were really sick. I remember that. Worked right through it like a champ. So you got good news that you don't have it now.
Yes, I'm negative. I'm clean, clear, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, Buzzy, how about you? What's going on in Buzzy land?
You know, for the most part, the weather was beautiful this weekend. Went on a few runs, and of course, the rain shower that no one called for had to come down during my run on Saturday.
It rained on your run?
It rained on my run.
You had a wet run?
I sure did. And it was fine at first, but then it really started raining to the point where my AirPods were slipping out of my ears. So
get out.
I had to run a mile in the rain with no music or anything in my ears. So
that's the reason I didn't do it. Because there was too much rain.
I was wondering where you were.
Exactly.
But just a little update, because I am trying to do 100 miles in the month of June, and after the first week, I'm at 26.1 miles. So on a good pace to hit that 100. And also went to get wings on Saturday night. So, of course, in the car had WBEN on.
Why didn't you just have McCartney instead of wings?
Stop it! Stop it! This is too much comedy. So, all right, go ahead.
So I decided, so I had BEN on, and I'm driving, and it was the end of the Cigar Dave show, and I heard the announcement that Cigar Dave is ending his radio show at the end of this month.
Oh, really? He's been on for a long time.
25 years. And the first 10 years ago when I started here, my first regular shift at WBEN was playing back the tape-delayed Cigar Dave show. So,
well, I'm sorry. He's a good guy, and he's from here. Very well liked by everybody. And if you like cigars, he's the man. But, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me see.
Interruption, Sandy. I am sorry to interrupt you with this breaking news, but we have an important person on the hotline.
An important person on
the
hotline.
Well, semi-important.
Well, let's
kind of important. Not really.
Hello,
important.
Important person on the hotline. You're on WBEN.
Oh, man, I have some great news. This is absolutely amazing. This is wonderful news. Sandy, this is Dan. Listen, I found out recently I was not fired. Remember, I had my little radio job, and I got fired. And
it said you got fired. Yeah, it was in the paper. And if it's in the paper, it's got to be right.
I wasn't fired. Listen to this. I got a memo from the program director at that little station.
Yeah.
I was not fired. My job was eliminated.
That you call seriously. You call 2.5 minutes a day a job.
Well, but it was... It
was 2.5 minutes a day, Dan. That's all it was. You know, I knew you wanted some place to go. And where people would still know your name, and you didn't know what Cheers was. And so you decided to go there, and they took you in. I remember it was a rainy day, and you said, I'm Dan Neverth. I belong to 5 Halls of Fame. Can I please have a 2.5-minute job? And they took you under their wing.
Well, yeah, but it was a really brilliant 2.5 minutes.
Well, it was a good 2.5 minutes, much like probably your sex life, but usually longer periods are required.
Yeah, well, for a high school graduate, I thought I was doing pretty good.
But. See, the Alaska trip has been canceled? Our next trip that is still on the books is in January for Australia. We have our fingers crossed on that.
Okay. Well, the news is I wasn't fired. My job was eliminated, and so I'm still looking. So do you know anybody in broadcasting that might hire me?
I don't know anybody in broadcasting that even wants to have lunch with you, let alone hire you.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Dan. You're well loved. You're loved by every member of the broadcast community.
Okay.
Well, okay. We like your son better because in an emergency he can help us.
No, this is an emergency for me.
Yeah, for you. Why don't you just count your money? That's always fun. No. Or put them in alphabetical order. You know, the A, B, C, D bills, and then put them chronologically, which is really a challenge.
Sandy, how much time can you spend counting your money? I mean, it takes me like 4 or 5 hours a day. But then what am I going to do with the rest of the day?
I can do my net worth in a minute and a half, which is pretty cool. Usually I take it for a drive.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. Thanks for adding a lot of joy to our broadcast day. Thank you.
You don't care about my dead career. So anyway.
We love you. You've had a brilliant career, second only to me.
There you go.
All right, goodbye. That's Dan Neverth. He is a dear friend, obviously. All these years. In 1968, where I first met him. It was June 14th, 1968, where I met Dan Neverth. Because I was going on the air June 15th, I met him the day before. All right, let's see. Are we ready to take a break? And when we come back, first of all, I'm going to say a shame on us. It's not me. Shame on you. It's not necessarily you, but it might be. Okay? On News Radio 930, this is WBN. We'll be right back.
there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we are back with The Beach and Company. Now we'll get rocking and rolling. I was here Thursday. I work Thursday, but I have Fridays off. And so I was not present when everything was happening downtown and with the protesters, the rioters, the observers, and all of that. So I missed it, but I certainly kept in touch with it by being on BEN. Mainly BEN and some television, and that's about it. But before I get into any of that, I would like to address something that I think is important, okay? Lou Billetier. If I said Lou Billetier, a lot of you would know what I'm talking about. He and his sister run Chefs, okay? Lou Billetier and his sister run Chefs. Well, now he is leaving Chefs. And his sister and his daughter will run Chefs. Chefs are still there serving great food. The reason he is leaving there is because of the profane harassment he started getting when he made it known that he supports the police department, okay? You would think that supporting the police department would be a pretty important thing, seeing that without the police department, we have anarchy. Now, those who want anarchy, obviously, that's right up their alley. But in his posting, Lou said that they were threatening his business. They were threatening him. They were threatening to burn down this or burn down that. And all I can say, and it won't mean anything to you because you have no conscience, is shame on you. Lou Billetier's father before him, and now he and his sister run a great restaurant. And did you know that when anybody comes to Buffalo, everybody brings their guests, whether they're business guests, sports guests, or just plain relatives or friends, sometime during the visit they go to Chefs because it's that kind of a restaurant and they're a fabulous spaghetti parm. But it's more than spaghetti parm. It's an investment that they put in this community for many, many years. I knew his father. I know him. I know his sister. So Lou Billetier is a class act. And the people who are harassing him are animals. Do you understand that? Animals. And I want to ask the people that were harassing Lou, what the hell have you done to contribute something to Buffalo? What have you done? Because I'd like to know. A lot of people, as part of their visit to Buffalo, include a visit to Chefs and go home raving about it to their friends who don't live here. So I'm saying this man has invested a lot. He's one of the jewels that we have here in Western New York. It's an iconic restaurant. Everybody knows him. It's like Cheers. Everybody, they all know your name when you walk in there. They all do. Our pictures are all up, including mine. Pictures are up in Chefs, showing people who have eaten there and like it. A lot of people take home the jars of Chef's sauce. But the bottom line is, it's a decent man who made the mistake of supporting the police. Isn't that beautiful? When supporting the police, it calls for you to have to step down. I'm going to apologize for everybody, Lou. We'll still keep coming to Chefs. Probably more often than we used to, just to show you that we support you. I wish you would change your mind and come back. The city can afford to lose this or lose that. They can't afford to lose a person like Lou Billetier. You got it? You got it? And for those of you, as I said, who think you're such smart asses, what the hell have you done to improve this city? What have you done? Tony, you've got a story that has a similar situation.
Yeah, just like chefs, we have a place in Niagara Falls called the Little Bakery that constantly gives back to the community. They have donated food to first responders. They have donated food to nurses in appreciation. They do all kinds of good things to benefit people. They team up with the Dirty Bird for food giveaways. Last night, somebody decided to destroy the Little Bakery, whether it was a planned robbery, a protest, whatever happened. They've caused so much damage that this place is now uncertain if they will be able to continue. This is a beautiful operation. Sandy, you would love this place, and you and I talk about how we love the old-fashioned style pizza that has the grated cheese on it rather than the melted mozzarella. Oh, theirs is to die for. Their Italian bread, to die for. So this is a jewel of Niagara Falls that has been destroyed by some punk.
And this is the way we answer somebody that we may not agree with, by threatening to burn down their business, threaten bodily harm to them. This is what kind of a pathetic situation we're in. And Bernie, give me that thing. I want to read something. This is online, okay? It doesn't happen to be for us. It's a different part of the country, but I want you to see what's online now. We are Antifa, and we're willing to pay up to 1,000 people $25 an hour for protesters in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Omaha, Nebraska. Basically, we want to cause as much chaos and destruction as possible. We'll have a bail fund and legal counsel set up. This will take place every night through the BLM protest, Black Lives Matter, on June 13th. You will be paid nightly, and you can come and go as you please. We want chaos to help further our agenda. Now, you tell me why it's even legal to post something like that. They want and are advertising and are willing to employ illegal behavior. I'd like to know why. Because they certainly seem eager to edit out things that might fall on the side of the right wing of any political party. They don't seem too anxious to take something like that down. Now, you guys are online more than I am. Have you seen other things like that?
I've seen all kinds of disgusting stuff online right now, Sandy. It's almost gotten to the point where I don't want to be on social media.
It's a sewer.
It is a sewer, especially Twitter. Yeah. I can't stand it.
How about you, Buzzy? Have you run across anything like this?
You know, like Tony said, just some disgusting stuff on Twitter. Posts like you're reading, retweeted. You know, Twitter was great when sports was around, but when you see stuff like that, I mean, we're talking very dangerous language, and it's getting to the point where it's not rare to see something like what you just read tweeted or retweeted from some anonymous account on Twitter.
All right.
I'm so sick and tired of the woke people out there. Oh, I'm woke. You don't know anything about what's going on, but you're woke.
Yeah, you're woke, but you haven't done a damn thing to help your community, have you? You're trying to bring things down, but you're not trying to build anything up. We'll take a break, and then we'll get into our subject. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. It is Beach & Company.
Hey, Sandy, can I mention one quick thing before we get into the seriousness of
it?
Sure,
go ahead.
Thank you to Tim Hortons. They are having some sort of special where proceeds are going to go directly to the employees of the Brickyard restaurant that was burned down in Lewiston. It's available at all locations in Niagara Falls, Town of Niagara, Wheatfield, and Sanborn.
That was burned down when I was parked 2 hours before the fire started, right in front of it. I was not familiar with it. Tony told me to use it as a point of reference to find something else. But I was parked there while Bernie ran across the street to the bakery, got that big pie. It was delicious. But yeah, it burned down while I was there, which is not good. All right, a couple of things. The president of the city council. For Minneapolis, this isn't what we're doing for a subject. I just want to give you a thing. They want to eliminate the police force in the city of Minneapolis. Eliminate it. Not cut it down. Eliminate it. All right? So she was just interviewed on CNN. And the moderator at CNN says, well, what'll I do if somebody's breaking into my house in the middle of the night? And this woman had the balls to say, well, you know, I hear that a lot, but I usually hear it from people of privilege. Huh? People of privilege. Let me get this straight. Because you don't want to be robbed, raped, or murdered, and you want some semblance of help if you need it, then you're considered a privilege? Or are you saying that the burglars, what you're really saying then, is the burglars are only going to go after people that have more for them to steal? Is that so? You're standing up for them. How do you get past that? You know, it'll be a thing. I bet, and I'm not asking anybody to vote out loud. I bet if Minneapolis gets rid of its police force and has no policing, none, I bet a lot of people are going to be looking at that and stroking their beard on their chin, watching to see what happens. What happens when somebody's about to be robbed and they know it? Or what happens when somebody's the victim of a street crime? What happens? And get this. Okay, remember the Vikings play there. But they're so now the NFL is so with it that they won't understand that there might be a problem if there's no police involved at a Vikings game. What that means is no matter how many private security people you might have, if you've got a stadium that holds 70, 80, 90,000 people, you're going to have a problem. I can tell you right now, you're going to have a problem. And it's going to be joyous to watch. In fact, I'll be very interested in not missing it for the sake of we'll be doing a lot of shows about it. Right after that. You guys agree that it's a recipe of disaster?
Total disaster. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
And guess what? This isn't a one crackpot. They already have 9 votes for it, which is a veto-proof vote. You believe that, Buzzy? It's veto-proof. If they cast the 9 votes the way they say they will, that's it. The cops are out of there.
Yeah, and if I was in Minneapolis, you said this before the show, Sandy, that for sale sign would be getting polished off and put in the front yard right now, because it seems like Minneapolis is going to become an experiment for no police.
You know, it's a suburb not too far away, Mall of America. So I'm sure that when problems happen, the phones will tell you to call Wisconsin. They have a police force. It's so preposterous to think that somebody would kick the police out of their community, allowing no protection, none, zero protection. So the only protection you'll have, now I don't know if there's a equivalent of a sheriff's department, but if they're going to kick the police out, the municipal police out, who knows what they do with the sheriff's department. Plus, there's probably state police, so there's something that maybe you could beg them to come over, but they're not going to be patrolling regularly because you have your own obligation to protect your own citizens. All this goes, this crap that we're going through now, says that the politicians don't really care about protecting their citizens. One politician that does care is Stefan Mihailu. Stefan Mihailu has come out publicly and said, I support the police. And guess what? I support Stefan Mihailu for supporting the police. I do. And that media whore, the county executive, was on television before Martin Gugino's head hit the pavement. So, yeah, we all have media whores, don't we, in our lives? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Here are the questions. Did Martin Gugino's attempt, did he accomplish his goal? Did Martin Gugino accomplish his goal? Did the DA overcharge and defund the police? A question mark on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey there. there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.